they overwinter on buckthorn. It's kind of a shrub area. It's where they overwinter, and then in the springtime they'll start going through some different life cycles. Usually it seems like we start really experiencing them, if we're going to have them, in July, you know, late July, early August time frame. And in the aphids, and if we have the good weather, and, you know, if we've got 65 to 80 degree temperatures and those right weather conditions, they can really grow their populations really fast. And they're piercing, sucking, you know, aphids, and they're gonna pull resources out of the plants. On top of that, they'll produce like a sticky, sugary waste called honeydew on the leaf surface that turns into a moldy soot as well. It can sometimes block out the sun getting to the leaf surface, the soybeans as well. And, you know, when you add all that up, it's pretty easy to start pulling some yield off these soybean plants.